Our next presenter is Yusuf Mohammed from Oklahoma State University, and he's going to be talking about the effect of nitrogen and phosphorus fertilizer and soil pH on biomass and quality of TEF varieties.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman, introducing me, and welcome participants for my presentation. So most of you know about NP fertilizer and soil pH. So what is most interesting about this presentation is the test crops that we have been using. The crop is called TEF. TEF is a cereal crop grown in Northeast Africa, mainly in Ethiopia. It has been cultivated there for thousands of years. And this crop is cultivated for mainly for grain and straw. This crop is a C4 annual grass with a very tiny seed. So if you really see the seed of this crop, you will say, wow, this is very tiny. So you will see it in a minute. Grain color ranges from brown to white. We want to introduce this crop to Oklahoma producer because it has several benefits. The first one is if you eat a bread made from this crop, it is very healthy. And this has been documented in several scientific documents. The bread made from this crop contains low gluten because some people are gluten sensitive. And this crop also contains essential amino acid that is very important to our body, where our body cannot get it unless we eat food from that contain high essential amino acid. If you grow this crop for a forage, cows really love it, and because it takes almost 1 month from planting to harvesting to make a bale, so people call it like fast food for livestock. Another important characteristic of this crop is that when after separating the grain from the seed, still the cows loves to eat the straw from this crop because it is so palatable and they just keep on eating. So there is a saying that if you allow the cows to eat the straw of this crop, they just keep on eating even if they are full. If they don't eat, it is a sign of sickness for the cow. In its home country, the straw from this crop used for construction purpose. They mix it with mud and they used it to plaster the walls of the house when they mix this. It has like a cementing agent to bring the mud together, so it's also important in the construction sector. The other most important quality of this crop is when it grows in the field or when we store it after harvest, there is no need to use chemicals. So it's a very good opportunity to introduce this crop to Oklahoma producer because it can be also part of organic farming because chemical use in this crop production is very minimal, almost no. So, because of this wide variety, we wanted to introduce this crop, and as I have said, it has a lot of benefits. Probably you may see, I may say like, probably most of you, if you don't know this crop, you might be interested to see the seed of this crop because it's so tiny and has a lot of benefits. So I have a surprise for you. So Mr. Chairman will distribute the seed for you. So you can see it and touch it and, feel it. Thank you, Mr. Chairman. We used a randomized complete design to do this experiment in 3 applications, and we arranged our treatment in factorial with 3 pH levels, 5 slabs of NP fertilizer, and 2 varieties representing the brown and white seed color. This experiment was conducted in Port in 2010 and 2011. To do this, we collected soil samples from agronomy station of Stillwater, and we adjusted the pH using sodium hydroxide and hydrochloric acid to get the targeted pH value. We measure also the amount of chemicals that are sufficient to produce, to mix it, and amount of soil that is sufficient for one pot. We homogeneously mix the soil with the chemicals so that we can make sure things are homogeneous. We fill the pot with 40 kilograms of soil and planted and fertilized at the end. At physiological maturity, we collected relevant data, and we harvested by hand, also threshed and separated the seed from the grain by hand. We analyzed the nitrogen content of the grain using LICO CN2000 analyzer, and the data was analyzed using SAS, JLMO SAS version 9.2 to do analysis of variance and contrast of means. This table one shows you the physical chemical characteristics of the soil used for the experiment. So it has about 26% clay content and a pH of 5.4. The soils used in this experiment belongs to the Creekland silt loam series, which consists of very deep and well-drained soil, according to used classification. These figures show you the effect of soil pH and NP fertilizer variety on grain yield in 2010 and 2011. In the x-axis, I have pH, main factors, pH, nitrogen, phosphorus, and variety. On the y-axis, I have grain yield in gram per plot. So in 2010, the effect of pH was not significant, and it means that it's a lot of things for the producer, because if farmers are having if the farmland of a farmer or a producer is having a pH of 5, he can produce this crop without application of any other input like lime, because the yield is the same as the other higher pH value. The effect of pH was the effect of nitrogen and phosphorus application was significant in increasing yield. So yield increase from 0 to 100 was really dramatic increase in yield increase was observed with application of nitrogen and phosphorus fertilizer. The effect of variety was not significant. Relatively better grain yield was obtained with planting of the white seed. In 2011, we also recorded the same effect for the fertilizer, nitrogen and phosphorus, but higher yield was recorded at pH 5. This means, as I have said before, is a lot of things for the producer, and most producers, they don't need to buy lime to get a grain yield that is better than the other pH value, because this will reduce the input cost. As you can see in this picture taken from the pot experiment, this is zero nitrogen and this is 100 nitrogen. So if you have a picture of this difference, someone told me that there is no need to go to a complicated statistical analysis. Just show this picture to researchers and producers so that they can believe you. This is a result for straw yield. And I have the same parameters in the x-axis and the y-axis representing straw yield in gram per pot. In 2010, pH has no effect on straw yield, but the effect of nitrogen application and phosphorus were significant. Straw yield difference between the varieties was not significant. The same thing observed in 2011 with no effect of pH, but still the effect of nitrogen and phosphorus was dominant, and still the variety produced the same straw yield. So in its native country, the response of this crop to nutrient is also the same, because if you see this experiment conducted in the field at home country, you can see or you can tell without having the plot plan which one is a control treatment or which one is the plot that receives better nutrient, which receives no nutrient, just from observation without having a field plot. This means that this crop is nutrient responsive. With regard to the quality of the crop, the grain protein content was increased with the application of nitrogen fertilizer and phosphorus. And with regard to the variety, the white color was resulting a better protein content than the brown. Still, the pH has no significant. Similar trend was recorded in 2011. When we come to the soiled nutrient content, because we need to use this as a forage for animals, still pH has no significant effect in both years, but the nitrogen effect was so dramatic, and similarly for phosphorus. The variety has, when we compare the varieties, the white and the brown, they also have the same effect, but usually the white color seed variety results in a better protein content for the straw. These tables show you the nitrogen trend analysis and interaction effect of main factors. So most of the time, the parameters respond linearly to the nitrogen application, as you can see in this row. And most of the time, some of the main interaction effect was significant, making this conclusion a little complicated when you have factorial treatment. This shows the effect of nitrogen trend analysis and interaction effect of main factors in 2011. Similar trend was observed like in 2010. So to summarize the result, if a producer is targeted to produce grain, application of 120 NP might be optimum for white seed color, and maximum yield was observed at pH 7 in 2010 and pH 5 in 2011. To increase the straw and the protein and grain, to increase the straw yield, protein content of a grain and a straw, planting of the white seed with increased application of NP fertilizer is preferred. Conclusion, application of NP fertilizer at 124 grain yield, 150-20 NP for straw yield might be optimum at any pH range for the producer. What is next from this result is that it is recommended, because as you know, the pot experiment and the field experiment are quite different, so it is very interesting. I think the result was recorded in the pot expand, so it is recommended or suggested to verify this result at field condition to demonstrate to agricultural educators and producers. References are cited. We are very much indebted to Dr. Zhang and Chad Payne of Oklahoma State University giving technical advice, and Eric and Chad providing the soil, and some of my graduate friends helping the planting and threshing. And thank you very much for your attention. If you have questions, welcome.
Thank you, Yusuf. We do have time for a question. Tom.
Interesting presentation. I've never received seed in a presentation.
Thank you. Thank you.
You showed between the nitrogen rate of 100 and 150 a decrease in grain yield. Can you speculate as to why that might have happened?
Until 100 kilogram, there was a dramatic increasing yield, but after that, when you increase the nitrogen content, the plant will lodge, and that will decrease the grain yield.
So you did have lodging?
Yeah, there was lodging problem.
One more question. Yes, sir.
So when would this crop be planted?
This crop is supposed to be planted in summer, but if you see from the experiment, we did it in pot, so we did it in fall and summer, because you conducted the experiment in greenhouse. It takes about 3 months to get a grain, but as I have said, you can harvest it for forage, and it can be ready within a month.
Thank you, Yusuf.
Thank you.